Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. There is a new book that everyone needs to know about. It's titled Unlocking the Magic of Leadership: 5 Keys to Inspire Yourself, Empower Others, and Drive Extraordinary Results. Summer Jelinek is the author, and she is with me today. Welcome, Summer.
Yay, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this for weeks. I'm so glad that you had me on. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we start with all the wonderful things that we want to know about you, can you tell me what made you want to write a book on leadership?
You know, I have always wanted to write a book. So I knew it ever since I was a kid. I assumed it would be fiction. But as I got older and started really uncovering my voice and how I wanted to use my voice, this book started taking form. And I will tell you, this book is one of the hardest things that I have ever done. And being able to have a conversation like you and I are having right now is one thing. And I can talk about leadership all day. But once you put it in print, It's like forever. That was terrifying. So it was, I always knew I would write a book. I didn't know it would be this book, but I'm very, very glad that this was my first book.
That is wonderful. So what distinguishes your book from the millions and millions and gazillions of other books on leadership?
So this book has a couple of different distinctions to it. The first is my background is working at Walt Disney World and the Disney Institute. So when we're talking about the magic, it is that inspirational magic that you think of with Disney. Mm-hmm. But it's also the magic that happens when you show up your very first day at a new job, you're nervous, you don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden, through random circumstance, you meet your leader. And that leader sees you not only for who you are, but for who you can be, and has the tools and the resources to help you get there. This book is built for leaders to be able to uncover that unique piece that allows them to bring that magic to those that choose to follow them. It's a combination of stories and research, really looking at what makes leaders successful. Because when it comes down to leadership, leadership will never be easy, but it doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it. Mm-hmm. And this book breaks that down.
You know, one thing you said is that people choose to follow you. Mm-hmm. They don't have to. And I'm glad that you made that distinction. And that's something that you focus on in your book, because I don't think enough of what is written, what is said, what is taught about leadership unpacks the whole notion of followership. So I'm glad that you are stressing that. Listen, we're going to come back to the book in a minute, but I want to talk about Summer. You have had and are continuing to have a very varied and interesting career. You've been in the hospitality industry. You just mentioned Disney. You've been in corporate learning and development. And you've been in HR, and now you are a popular keynote speaker and trainer and an accomplished author. So walk us through that progression, because it's interesting.
Thank you. Yeah. So I would like to say there was a big strategy that I used for my career choices, but the strategy was I didn't want to grow up and I really wanted interesting jobs. And so I grew up in a small town in Louisiana. Like, y'all, the town sheriff was my bus driver. That's how big this town was. And the moment I realized I could get out of Louisiana, I was gone. So I started working at ski resorts in New Hampshire and dude ranches in Colorado. Ended up going back to college in my late 20s. And when I went to school, I didn't really know what I wanted to be, but I knew I wanted to be in charge. So I went for business management. And then decided to go work with the best of the best at Walt Disney World. While I was at Disney, that's where everything started kind of honing into, okay, what does this journey look like? How can I be more intentional? And that was when I discovered learning and development as a profession. I didn't know it existed. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, it was, how can I get into learning and development? And then working through Disney Institute, got into L&D. And once I was there, that was where I was meant to be the entire time. And having that very unique career path allowed me to connect with people at very different levels in organizations and different industries. So it all led to that point. I just didn't know it when I was doing it.
So tell me this. In that progression, what were some of the highlights that kept you forward focused, inspired?
I am a very goal-oriented individual, so it was always looking at, okay, I've achieved this, what's next? And that kept me inspired. It kept me working hard until it didn't. So my daughter, she was a bit of a surprise. My husband and I are like, we don't want kids. And the universe is like, haha, you're pregnant. So that happened. And after she was born, everything shifted. And it was really trying to define, now that I have this tiny human, what does my career progression look like? I didn't want to give away my career. I didn't want to step back, but it was finding more of that balance. So that was when my inspiration shifted. It was still making an impact, but I wanted to start making an impact on my own terms versus what corporations were telling me my impact needed to be, if that makes sense.
Of course, it makes sense. You said it, so it has to make sense. Come now. So, how did that shift, Levita being born and everything shifting, impact or inform this book?
There was a lot of things that my parents, my grandparents, leaders, coaches, mentors had been trying to teach me throughout my entire life: empathy, compassion, patience. All of those were lessons that I just wasn't learning. And then Levita came along and she started teaching me these things in a way that I could really receive it. And so, one, it was wanting to be a good role model for my daughter, but also understanding when I'm dealing with a toddler that's having a bad day, she's not going out of her way to make my life difficult. Just like when we're dealing with an employee who's having a bad day, most cases they're not going out of their way to make our lives difficult. And so there was a lot of connections that I could make between being a parent and being a leader that I think added a unique perspective to leadership that many times we forget. We talk about the human side of leadership, but so many times we talk about the human side, it being important, and then we immediately go into the tasks at hand. And if people aren't doing what we need them to do, then they're just doing it to irritate us or whatever that looks like. Whereas when we can take a step back and realize, in most cases, it has nothing to do with us, then it helps us show up better for the person in front of us that needs us to show up better.
That's interesting. So you've had some struggles. You want to tell us about a few of them? Because I know there were struggles getting to the point of writing a best-selling book on leadership.
Yeah, so the biggest struggle was, can we get deep for a second, Joanne? I promise we won't stay
Go
here very long.
anywhere you want to go.
Okay, so one of the reasons why I always wanted to write a book is because we were raised with books being a very central part of our life. Like, I can remember I started reading when I was 4 because everybody in my family was reading and nobody wanted to play with me, and I didn't think that was fair. So I made them teach me how to read books. And I wanted to write a book, and I had this vision that my mom would go into a bookstore and buy my book off the shelf ever since I was a kid. And fast forward, I start writing the book. Everything is amazing. The book is coming out. It's taking longer than I would like, but it's happening. And I send my book to, I'm doing final edits at the beginning of July. At the end of July, my mom has a massive stroke.
Oh, summer. I'm
And
so
she
sorry.
ends up passing the first week of August. My
Oh,
book
summer.
comes out that fall. And
Oh.
so it was really hard to finish the book when the whole reason that I had wanted to write the book wasn't there anymore. And so that's where writing something that you feel has value and purpose, and it's beyond that one piece, really mattered because I did believe in the book. I do believe in the message. I do believe that it can help leaders. But there was that time where I wasn't sure if the book was going to make it on the bookshelf. And I would say writing the book, that was the biggest hurdle to overcome, was that one unexpected piece.
Yeah. Well, that's a life-changing, unexpected piece. That is a world-shaking. So, as you think about the book, what are the top three things that you want every leader to walk away with?
The first we've already talked about in the beginning, it's that leadership will never be easy, but it doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it. So that
That's
is
one.
absolutely number one. The second piece is that leadership really does start internally. If we aren't looking at everything that we bring into these relationships that we have with our employees, then it's one-sided and it's unfair. Because if you think about it, once I have power in leadership, a titled leader has power, has influence over somebody's career, what their career trajectory looks like, their pay, all of these things. Once I have that type of power, I no longer have the privilege to sit back and stop looking in the mirror. And so that's why the very first section in the book is Manage Yourself First, talking about that emotional intelligence, talking about the baggage that we know we're bringing into relationships. And the baggage that we may not know that we're bringing into relationships. And then the third piece is you cannot be an effective leader without being willing to have difficult conversations.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And so
Oh
there's a
my
big
Lord,
section,
yes.
Galvanize Your Employees, which is all about how do you effectively, respectfully, and professionally have difficult conversations. Because so many times I watch leaders and they're frustrated and they're not saying anything and they're not saying anything and they're not saying anything to the point where then they get really mad and it turned into a gotcha conversation instead of an accountability conversation. And so that third piece really does come down to you have to be willing to have effective, difficult conversations as a leader.
Where can people find the book and remind me of the title? Because it's a long title, so say
It
it
Joanne, you know me, I can't do anything in a few words. It
again.
is Unlocking the Magic of Leadership, 5 keys to inspire yourself, empower others, and drive extraordinary results. And it's everywhere. So it's Barnes and Noble, Target, Amazon, of course. You can get it in Apple Books and Google Play Books. So if you Google it, you will be able to find it at a location near you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I know leadership is your passion because you speak on it, you write on it, you do these wonderful keynotes and training. I want you to come back and spend some more time talking with me about your leadership journey. Are you open to that? I know you're
I
busy.
would. I would love nothing more to spend time with you and talk about my favorite subject. Absolutely.
Thank you, Summer, and I'll look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you as well. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.